About it. Hey, there we are. Hey, folks, thanks for tuning to the Banff Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Lafferty, and today we're doing a very special spotlight on the Supers revised game, and we're going to be doing a fun character gen session. And I'm going to have everyone introduce themselves real fast, just so the viewers know who they are, starting with Alice.
Hi, everyone. I'm Alice, and I've been a gamer, pen and paper gamer, for over 20 years. So I played over 100 different systems and engines, and yeah. Hi. Bye.
Hey, Alice. Brandon, you want to go next?
Sure. I'm Brandon. I've been playing pen and paper games for like 33 or more years, I'd say. And Supers has been a fun one that I've enjoyed doing superhero stuff with.
All right, cool. And our usual co-host, Walt Rebilliard, is here too. How are you doing, Walt?
Hi, I'm Walt, and I'm a podcast addict.
There are 12-step groups for that, I assure you.
It's true.
Don't go to them.
And Walt is actually the publisher of Supers Red. And Walt, you'll be guiding us through the character gen experience today.
Yeah. So there's a couple of different ways we can go on this. Supers is meant to be kind of like a point buy system. You know, it's kind of like, it really is kind of like building the perfect taco. Which is why I love it so much. So you pick your heat, you pick your meat, and then add it all together, a couple of different toppings here and there, and then boom goes the dynamite. You have either a brilliantly constructed, excellently crafted taco, or you have a superhero character. So the alternate method for that is we have a random generation system, which... it can be both, actually. In the chat, Alice has just asked, why can't you have both? And of course, because it's superheroes, you can. So there's a random character generation as well. We did one episode of the BAM podcast during a live broadcast of AetherCon. And we actually generated the Goblin Ghost, which was a fun experience. So if you go into the backlog and search for Goblin Ghost, BAM Podcast, Supers, any of those keywords should bring it up. And it is a fun, like about 45 minutes. Good time. But before we get started, let's pick which way we want to go. Do you want to go random or do you want to go... just regular?
I've had fun with both, honestly. The random has created some really hilarious characters. Manuel Labor actually comes from a game that we initially started with random characters. The
nice.
Character Brandon played was completely randomized.
Excellent.
I'm good with either. By all means, coming up with a plan for a character and seeing if you can bring that vision into, you know, your point buy is always wonderful. It's something that I've done with Champions for 30 years, Mutants and Masterminds for over 10. And, you know, it's probably actually my largest time in superhero gaming is just trying to make characters that I either have envisioned or the ones from the comic books and see what they'd look like on paper.
So here's a question. What's the wackiest characters you guys have created? What's the weird, I mean, you know, you have a guy with like fire powers who's also a plant. I mean, what have you guys had any accidental fun creating characters? Anything that stands out?
Well, in the game that Alice was just referencing, where Manuel Labor, he was actually an NPC in it. We were, between gaming groups, there were only two people who were coming over, or Alice was there for our home game, and then a good friend of ours, Alex, was there for our home game. And so Supers was a book that I'd been reading, and we liked superhero games. And so I said, well, hey, guys, we don't have anything to do. We can either do our wide selection of board games today, or we can try the superheroes rulebook. And so they rolled up characters. Alex ended up with a damage shield and control of plants, I think it was. And then Alice, I don't remember exactly what your character came up with. And they were both androids in their backstory, which supers can generate. And so Alice, well, I was actually in the kitchen fixing food, I think, but she came up, she realized that the two of them could be, you know, this team of basically faulty. Oh, she was shape-shifting, but she had, like, no strength to her.
So I was the, let's stay at table, let's stay at table, let's stay at table. Darn it, somebody put something on me.
And so she came up with the fact that they were, like, generation one and two of trying to make super robots.
Oh, my God, that's
and
awesome.
That they were failed robots. Go ahead.
And actually, specifically, that we were failed robots in an experiment to create super spies. And because I was like, must be a table. Shoot, somebody put something on me. Mission failed. And he could turn into a plant. And so therefore, you know, he was like, I'm a super plant. Must find out, must get information. Turn into a plant, get information.
Nice. Did the plant ever end up on the table?
Well, the plant ended up falling in love with a AI table that was not me. there was a table that was a beautiful AI holographic, you know, something out of Stark Industries table, and the two of them fell in love. And then he stole a chip out of the table because it was the only way for us to succeed.
So love lost.
So for wacky characters, I don't remember my wacky characters, not the ones that I play, but that was by all means a pretty wacky day filled with character creation. And going into it, I had absolutely no idea. Alice's idea of them being super spies and they were going to run a flower shop as a cover and such. And so that's just kind of where it went from there. And, you know, I brought in this Cruella de Vil villain that was hiring them for, you know, their flower expertise, and then they discovered all this nasty stuff that was going on, and it was a great day.
Right on. Mike, any wacky characters that you can think of?
The one that comes to mind, actually Mutants and Masterminds, in the Deluxe Heroes Handbook that came out, oh God, 5-6 years ago, they actually built a random character generator, and we were lucky enough to have the line developer, John Lighthouser, on the podcast, and he walked us through it, and I wound up creating a Batman type. But he was sort of a 1960s Batman type with a dog theme. Nice. So we called him the Corgi Avenger.
Like you do.
Like, as you do. Very definitely a 1960s kind of Silver Age guy. Frank Miller probably wouldn't write him. But hey, if I wanted to follow along on the Twitch stream in the Supers book, what page does the random character gen stuff start?
The random character generator starts at page 145.
Okay. Cool. And we're there.
So why don't we do a couple of, because I know, Alice, you said you had an idea for a duo, or you guys have ideas for some pre-generated stuff. Let's do a couple of those real quick. And then we can get Mike to stumble through random character gen and see what happens.
Rock and roll.
Sure. So the duo that I was thinking about last night, which would be featured in a one-shot that I'd be running for you guys, is Minos and Tara. The two of them put together would be Minotaur.
Ooh.
So Minos would be a strength-based character, and Tara would be a mentalist that confuses people. And I thought of them as twins that could, when certain situations arise, actually turn into a Minotaur together.
Wonder Twin Powers Activate.
Wonder Twin Powers Activate, yeah.
Nice.
I haven't had time to flesh out the details. This was at 2 a.m. last night, but I was like, oh, well, that's an interesting.
All right, well, let's do it.
There's a Wonder Twins book coming out this year.
What's that?
Sorry, go ahead.
There's a Wonder Twins book coming out this year.
Really?
Oh, I did not know that. I will have to look into that.
Who's writing?
I don't know. I just remember we were talking to Sean Isaacs last night, and he mentioned it was coming out.
Nice. All right. So let's go character gen.
Okay.
How many, how powerful do you want these guys to be? So, you got.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to point out that the power levels involved in supers, you have the Pulpiero, which is from 10 to 15 dice. Superhero, which is 20 to 25 dice. The Global Guardians, those would be more like your Justice League type, 30 to 35 dice. And then Cosmic Legend, Green Lantern, Silver Surfer, the guy who eats planets, 40 to 45 or above. So what would you guys be thinking?
I was thinking 20 dice for these characters. And as I mentioned before we started the started to go live, I do have a superhero set up for them in, working in my mind. But I also realized as I was playing with it that I could make them into a cool super villain duo for one shots if I wanted. So we can build them either way as the super villains or the superheroes.
Nice. Totally up to you. So, origins. What kind of origins are you thinking of?
Well, so for the, we already covered archetype, that one of them is going to be
a mentalist.
Yes, one of them's a mentalist, and the other one would in supers be considered a brick.
Nice. All right, which one do we want to craft first?
You know, bricks are usually straightforward, so let's start with brick.
Right on. All right. So usually the best way to go is work from the top of the sheet down. Starting at the top of the sheet, we already have a name. Do we have a secret identity?
Yes, I don't have the name yet, but he would be... well, I should probably make... But yes, he has a secret identity as a co-CEO of a tech firm.
Nice.
A startup tech firm.
Excellent. Okay.
Located out of LA.
All right. So supers, instead of doing hit points or anything like that, when you are attacked, whether it be physically, mentally, if somebody, you know, if somebody points and laughs to hurt your feelings, it all comes from a pool of resistances. And the first resistance is composure. Kind of a measure of how emotionally stable the character is. How do you figure the brick? How stable is he?
Oh, he's not stable at all. It's a one. He's pretty minimal on that.
Oh, hey. Before we forget, can we go ahead and do a quick name check of the Supers Discord server before it slips our mind?
Do it.
Oh, sure. We wanted to plug that Supers now has its own official Discord server, and you can find information on the direct link on either the Supers forum or the Supers Facebook group. And please come join us. We are trying to get events started, and people talk about rules and such like that, and just shoot the breeze.
All right, sounds good. We also wanted to say hi to our friend Aldo, who is running the Superverse Kickstarter right now, which is a setting for Supers. And that has got 5 days left to go on Kickstarter. He's already he's over 300% of his funding goal. So at this point, they're just charging through stretch goals. It's a fun setting. Art is done by another friend of the podcast, Joe Singleton. So if you just do a Google search on Superverse Kickstarter, it comes right up. You should check it out. It's definitely worth your time. And now back to the character, Jen.
Right on. Fortitude. How much of a beating can this guy take?
I was thinking, you know, 4 to 5 dice.
Right
between
on.
Between 4 and 5.
And when calculating the amount of points to keep track of everything, when you're doing the resistances, you start off with 1 for free. So, but everything will start, everything will kind of have an associated cost when you go to powers, but not so much for the mundane stuff. So we had the 1D in composure. That'll cost you nothing. And then fortitude for 4D, that'll cost you 3. So how about reaction?
For reaction, I think that he would probably be a one or a two. Let's go with a one. I mean, he's going to be a big, big brick bruiser. So let's go with one.
Slow. Up, I put them down. I soak the damage.
Yep.
And Will, what kind of willpower would this guy have? I mean, if there was a table and there was a tornado of tacos, could he take that whole table or refuse it?
You know, I think actually in that regard, he would be excellent. So I'd give him a 2 die.
Cool.
And actually, I'm just going to plug the chart real quick for how the benchmarks work. Is one is generally going to be average, 2 dice is going to be excellent, 3 dice is going to be exceptional, 4 dice legendary, 5 dice superhuman, 6 world class superhuman, and 7 is going to be legendary superhuman.
And as a follow-up, that's average for a human.
Yes.
So sorry, not necessarily a superhero.
So if you are a meta or if you are superpowered, you're going and you suck at it, you're probably going to be the average of a human a lot of times.
And
unless you super suck, then you're a zero.
Nice. My only superpower is my ability to consume tacos. All right. So right now, for his resistances, we have 1D in composure, 4D in fortitude, 1D in reaction, and 2D in will. So he can basically... He's not afraid to stand up for what he believes, and will probably be pretty steadfast in that way. But if you make fun of him, it might break him down a little bit, even though if you try and hit him hard, he's probably going to laugh at you. So
yep, that's about right.
Nice. So aptitudes. Aptitudes are the skill system for supers, and those are mundane. And unlike powers, which if you have just a barrel of dice in a certain power, you can roll all those dice, count them up, and that is that's going to be your usage for that power for that turn. The mundane stuff, such as aptitude, if you have a barrel of dice because you're very competent, you can roll all those dice, but then you can only select the highest 3. So what do you see him being competent in? Obviously, he's a CEO for tech firm, right?
Yeah, so I'm going to go with business, technology, and athleticism.
All right.
Just want to make sure I'm not coming through on her mic.
You were coming through. Let me go and help you fix this. Hold on.
We don't judge.
Is this where we hum some hold music?
A little bit.
Okay.
Full contact Scrabble.
Full contact Scrabble.
It is a superhero
okay,
game.
I'm back.
All right.
How about now? How about now?
Yes.
I'm still coming through? Yeah.
No.
See?
We'll fix it later. We'll fix it later, Brandon. Okay.
How competent are we talking for the business?
I'd say he's a one. He's not the brains of the operation.
Right on. And then, so you said business. What was the next one?
Technology. Again, he's a one. Actually, I was going to say he's a two. He's, again, not the brains of the tech of the situation, but he probably would be at least a two if he's going to be the lead of a tech firm.
Right. And then see the last aptitude.
He is athletic, and I was going to put that into 2 dice.
Nice. And that's 2 dice. Excellent. All right. Wonder Brick powers activate. Now for the fun stuff. We go to powers. All right. So we select, if you go to 153 on the character creation summary chart in Supers Revised Edition, now on sale from Hasbro Studios. Sorry about that. Contractually obligated. Where do you see his powers going, and how heavy are they?
Well, I'm actually on page 38, which has the greater outline of them, or the detail of every one of them. Mm-hmm. I was thinking that he Actually, what page did you say? I'm going to drop over to that page.
153.
Okay, thank you.
So it gives us a nice little giant.
Yeah, it has a nice little slide list. So I would think that he has. I was considering density control for him.
Nice.
That he can densen himself.
Nice. When everybody asks about supers, they always, you know, I always like to point out one of my favorite. There's a couple of awesome pieces of art in the book, but one of them is by Ade Smith, and it's a little girl holding a kitten that's about to be run over by a car, so she steps in the way, which I don't advise unless you have superpowers. When she steps in the way, the car smashes into her, obviously showing off the density control, because the car just turns into an accordion. The guy behind the wheel just looks like, oh my God! How heavy can he get?
I would say he is going to be able to get to at least 3 dice. I don't know how many points we're at this point. I wasn't tracking. So if I need to be a little frugal with it. Yeah, that's the word I was looking for. I'd go 3, but otherwise 4 if we don't need to go frugal.
This is why God invented hindrances.
That's true. Density control, to actually answer the question that you were asking, that's more covered on how heavy. That's more covered in, like, if you'd look at size, right, on the advantage, because I don't think density gave the example.
No. Yeah, you could look at size, and that would give you, like, a good example of the kind of increased mass that you would get. You could also look at page 108, and the equivalent in a material strength. So, obviously 1D being, I have the density of feathers. but 4D would give you concrete, iron, rock, like real hard rock, that kind of stuff. So that would be your equivalent density. And that's you could do some damage that way. So 4D, that would be heavy. Any other powers you can see him having?
Yeah. Something I was thinking about was giving him additional limbs because he can, the way that I envisioned it, he can gore people, but you don't see the, horns unless he's in that form and all. So I was thinking, I was wondering about doing additional limbs for his horns.
Cool.
And that'd be 1 die.
Right on. And would that be it, do you think, or can you see him being stronger?
He needs to be super strength.
Okay.
And that'd be 3 dice.
All right. So let me just cross-reference. It's been a while since I've had to create.
My memory is correct that to be concrete is 4 dice on the density, right?
Correct.
Okay, great. That's why I said 4. Cool.
So you're with the density control. If you decrease your mass, you decrease your mass, it's going to half your base lift capacity per die in the power. If you increase your mass, it doubles your base lift per die in the power. So if you add... if you add super strength, you're just going to want it probably at a pretty high level, just because you can already, you probably be lifting at 4 dice. Let's say you have an athleticism of...
We had an athleticism of 2.
Okay, so 34.
So yeah, 4 strength sounds good. He's a nice thick brick.
So yeah, with... That would be 4 times of doubling your Oh God, I'm going to need a calculator for this. So at 2D, you can lift 200 pounds without effort. Without considerable effort, rather. So if you double that, it's going to be heavy. Are you making fun of my math skills? Is that why you're laughing?
No, that's not why I'm laughing.
So you
I've recently made friends with some power lifters, so knowing what that means in real life, it screws up my head a little bit.
Yeah, you can lift. You're going to be lifting a considerable amount of weight. So, going with the super strength. So you're going to be lifting over 1,000 pounds. You'd be lifting over a
Yeah,
thousand
four
pounds.
sounds good.
But with the super strength, you're going to be lifting considerably more. So let's see what we got here. Sorry. So super strength. We are looking at
Yeah, I'm on page 67, which has the super strength descriptions.
Yep,
How many dice are you talking about?
she'd be able to lift a car or Humvee, a Learjet, or possibly even a Stegosaurus.
We were talking about four dice.
Yep, that's what that is.
So that's 8 tons.
We'll bet. All right, so far we have density, the additional limbs of the horns, and then super strength at 4D. Anything else you can figure out?
Regen, because he needs to, he can heal. I was considering regen of one. The other thing was, this is something I haven't done before, which was being able to combine a power with another character. But with his sister, he would have shape change. So I guess we should do shape change two dice, and then we'll put a hint dis add on it.
All right. So
Regen one, shape change two.
right. And so we're going to put, so are there any disadvantages or advantages on the other powers? Like for example, the density power.
The density power would have the that he cannot get lighter than his human weight. He can only get heavier. He can only increase mass, not decrease.
Okay, so that'll give you -1 for the cost of that power. Anything else? Does the super strength occur because he's dense, or like Colossus, he's only super strong when he's metal? Or
Peter is always super strong.
No, he would always be super strong.
cool. All
It
right.
is something that holds.
And for the shape change?
For the shape change, as was said, he can only shape change when he is activating with in tandem with a second person, with a specific second person.
Okay, and he turns into basically another character like that, right?
Yes. Which we will have to do separately.
That actually might be alter ego.
I know that in like other systems it's multi-form and such like that, so.
Yeah. Let's see what we got. So, I think that might be the alter ego advantage.
Oh, okay. Let me go take a look at that real quick.
So with alter ego, you become a completely different person. Well, this is more for like the Hulk. But we can use it for,
We
yeah,
don't
we
have rules for Voltron, I'll form the head.
Yeah, it would be alter ego. And so we can absolutely do that. All right, so shape change, did you want to keep that at 2D, or did you want to eliminate that power because we can cover it with alter ego?
Let's just cover it with alter ego. I just went and read alter ego, I see that. So drop shape change, giving me points back.
All right. So.
Thank you much.
Let's see. So right now, we are looking at between your resistances and your aptitudes, you're looking at 6 points. And you said you wanted to keep these around 20, right?
Yes, 20 point characters.
So right now, you're at 15 points before we go into advantages and disadvantages. So, cool. Or 15 dice rather before advantages and disadvantages. So you still have plenty to play with.
That's fantastic.
All right. So Mike, any questions? Brandon, any questions so far? You guys have played this once or twice. So anything you see you would like to change, manipulate, dance around?
Looks good to me. Brandon, what do you think?
I've been listening and it sounds fine. You know, sounds like we've got a brick on our way.
All right. So advantages. Next step on the supers train. And advantages are all sorts of perks that help you while you're in your superhero persona or not. Where did you see this going? Did you want to start once again with the chart on 153 listing all the clever advantages you could have? Obviously, we want alter ego.
Yes, alter ego is an advantage.
Okay, so you're looking to create an entirely different persona, kind of like the Voltron of supers, only with two instead of, you know, 19 lions coming together to form. I'm sorry, I'm going to get sued for copyright infringement. You get 10 creation points for every die in the power. So what are we looking at as far as how heavy you want this? Are you looking for another are you looking for another 20 point character?
I was thinking that the two of them combined to be a 30 point character. You know, okay. The two 20 point characters combined to be 130 point.
Okay, so what we would do here, it's 1D gives you 10 creation dice, and then you get five more for every additional.
Okay.
Right, so that's 1D for the first 10.
That's five dice.
And then five dice. Okay, so, but you can only have this alter ego when shared with the other character. So that would be a two die. Complication. So that would only cost you three. All right. And that would give you the 30 points. All right. Any other advantages? If
base of operations.
Nice. How many? How many dice?
Unlimited number of bases of operation.
So let me go to the page that it is on because I don't know. I don't remember off the top of my head.
It's going to be
how many judges?
You get one. You get 10 creation dice for the first 1D and 5 creation dice for every die after that. So it works just like the other one.
Okay, so that would go with if two characters are paying for the same, like a base in Hero System, how would that work? If the other character also pays for base of operations,
You could either share the cost, or you can just have one character pay for the whole thing. Totally up to you.
Let's assume that they're going to be sharing the cost for the moment. So let's go with two dice for him, and she'll end up with two dice.
Okay, and because you guys share the cost, that's a one die complication for the advantage. So you'll pay 1D for that, even though you're getting a 30 die base. Or 20 die base. 30. All right. So now we have an alter ego. We have a base. I would suggest that if you're going to be the CEO of a company or part of a CEO of a company or share those responsibilities, either charismatic or an occupation, something like that. So,
sure. Actually, occupation works for him because he's not the face of the two. So gotcha. He would go with occupation, and she would go with being the face later.
Gotcha. So occupation, one die. All right. So with that, you're looking at 19 dice. So you're just under your cost, and you haven't even gotten to disadvantages yet. And everybody knows that disadvantages are really where the fun starts, because anybody can build the cool superhero. It's really the fact that, you know, Peter Parker has to beg his aunt to do his laundry that makes the character fun. What disadvantages are we seeing for this guy?
Well, for advantages, he still needs intimidating. Two dice.
Gotcha.
All right. You know, we'll make back in disads shortly. So,
absolutely. Intimidate, and he's two dice. And that puts you at 21, but once again, we haven't gotten to disadvantages yet. All right, correct. So what are this guy's flaws other than, you know, the table of tacos?
Rage.
Ooh. How many dice?
I'd say two dice.
All the dice. All the dice.
All the dice, all the time. All right, so rage. And two dice, so that's going to be pretty severe. How about something else?
Anything have you ever watched else? Record of the Lotus War?
Oh god, long time ago.
There's a barbarian in that when the when he goes into rage, when he berserks, there's only one character that can calm him down. His twin would be the only one that could calm his rage.
Really?
Yo. See here, I want to make a joke about, hey, big fella, the sun's getting really low, but I feel like that's played out.
So oh my god. That would be another 2D, because once again, it's only one character. And that would put you back at 17 dice with your disadvantages. So would you like to make those up in competency dice, which are kind of like the narrative change currency of supers?
Yeah, let's do it that way.
Cool. All right, so now we have Mino. I assume he's Mino, right?
Yes, he's Mino. And just like that, we have a brick. It's a really great and easy system to build a super in, and there's actually plenty of crunch to work with. I just built a character. Why don't we move on to somebody else? We can work on Tara or others another time.
Totally up to you. Did you guys want to do random, or did you want to make up another one right on the fly?
Go ahead, Mike.
Well, just so we can, you know, demo both character creation methods. We did a point buy, if you will, so we can do a random now and see where it goes.
Nice. All right. So, supers random. We're going to go to. Whoop! There we go. We're going to go to 145 in the book, if you're following along. The excellent random character generator by Reed Sanfilippo. Waiting on you.
Okay, so everything looks like it's 1d6. So
that's it. Too easy.
All right, let me get a die roller up here.
All right, so first we go for our origin, and origin really has no big time mechanic in the game other than giving a player a basis for where the powers come from.
Walt, all right. I would like to correct you on that. If you roll an Android, mechanics are highly.
Oh my God! Please take a competency die for that, because that was hysterical. I don't know where you use it yet, but please take one anyway.
All right, so I got sorry, I didn't mean to pop in the microphone like that. I got six, so I rolled twice and combined the results. So I'm rolling again. Five and four.
So,
wait a second. I have to apologize here. We've got a matrix here, don't we?
Yes. You need two dice.
Okay, shoot. Let's. All right. I was doing it wrong. Let's try again.
All right. So the first one, you said you got a six. So that would be mutant, special training, or roll twice and combine the result.
All right. I just got a six and a four. So that would put us with special training.
Cool.
All right.
All right. And what's the second one? Because you got, or did you? Oh, no. Special training. Yep. All right. So with special training, you get an adjustment on the kind of on the random tables. You have, you're going to get three less powers, plus two resistances, and plus one aptitude.
Okay. So we're heavily weighted towards Batman, Moon Knight, Punisher kind of guy. So, all right.
Yep. How does this always happen to you?
I don't know. All right, so we're at resistances, and that's a 1d6.
Is there something about Mike's secret identity we should know about?
I'm patrolling the suburbs of Denver at night. all right, I got six, which says place in competency pool. So I have no resistances, just an extra competency die.
Yeah, that's one competency die, right? So remember, all your resistances start at one, right? Okay. So you get one for free, right? So what you want to do is you want to take eight dice, so 8d6, right? Or eight separate rolls, and you want to group them according to the reference the table. So if you get two twos, that would be two dice in composure. If you get three threes, that would be three dice and fortitude, so forth and so on.
All right, so for aptitudes, looks like it's another matrix where we roll 2d6.
What is it?
Aptitudes. Looks like I need to roll 2d6.
Did you get all your resistances up?
Sorry. I did not know.
Yep. All right. So if you can roll eight separate dice.
Eight separate die. Okay.
Yep. Eight separate dice, and then group them according to their type. So, for example, there's a small matrix right here that. So, for example, if you rolled the eight dice, and you got two composure, you got two twos on the die. Mm-hmm. So both those dice would be allocated to composure.
Okay. So just rolled eight dice. I've got two fives.
All right. So that's gonna. So you're going to get two in will. Yep.
Okay, I see what we're doing now. I have two fours.
Which would be reaction. Two in reaction. Yep.
Okay. One six, so that's competency pool again.
Right, so that's two in competency.
One three, so that's fortitude.
Okay.
And one two for composure, and one one for player's choice, and let's... He's going to be a street type Avenger. Fortitude is probably a good place for that.
Cool. All right. So we got twos across the board until you get to composure, where you got one, and you got two competency dice, which the more the merrier for a guy who's specialty trained.
Okay. So now we get to where I was jumping ahead to before, the aptitudes.
Aptitudes. Right. So. All right.
And that's 5d6, it looks like.
Yep, and then plus any of the competency dice you want to spend at this point. So those competency dice that are kind of hanging out, you can allocate them now, or you can hold on to them. Totally up to you.
I got three of those so far.
Two.
Two. All right, so let's go ahead and spend one of those now. So I'll roll six dice.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I've got my six dice here.
And just like before, you want to group them according to the number. So if you got two twos, blah blah blah.
I've got two fours.
All right. So let's see. Group them. Two fours. So fighting.
Okay, that probably fits the concept. Sure.
Yep, go ahead.
We've got 1-5.
Let's see. 1-5?
Yeah.
That would be performance.
Okay, and we've got 1-2. So academia?
1-2, academia, yep.
Okay. 1-6, awareness.
Yep.
And 1-3. So that would be either animal handling or business.
1-3. 1-3. Yes, correct.
Okay, so we roll a 1d6, 1-3. I'm an animal handler, 4-6, I'm a businessman. This is exciting. 1, I'm an animal handler.
Too bad.
Sounds like you're a drama teacher for your day job.
All right, and that's aptitudes.
Yep. Too easy. All right, so now the good stuff, powers.
And because I was skilled, I have a negative 3 dice on powers, right?
Correct, but you also had, I forgot to add this in. It's a good thing you reminded. You get +2 to your resistances and +1 to your aptitudes.
So oh, okay.
If you want, you can take spread those +2 amongst your resistances.
Yeah, let's put that into fortitude so I'm tougher. And the extra, the bonus in aptitude, let's go into fighting.
Okay.
And rolling 7 dice now for powers. And I guess we grouped this like before, or how's this work?
You're going to roll the 7 dice.
Yep.
I'm recording the results. And allocate the number of of the dice according to the table.
Okay. We've got 3 5s.
So I guess 3 5s.
Yeah.
Damn. So
that'll be power 1.
Yep. So 3 5s is summoning.
Oh. Maybe that goes along with the animal handling.
Yeah, animal. Yeah.
Okay. I have 2 2s.
Two twos. Density or size control?
Yikes.
Density, probably. Density control.
All right. Well, we should.
You can roll. So 1-3 or 4-6.
Random die roller 1d6. Let's see what it comes up with. I really should have a die out here. So we can,
I can loan you some.
Yeah. All right. I got a 6. So size control.
Size control. You have an inflatable suit.
All right. And so we got 3 5s, 2 2s. I've got 1 3. So that's armor.
Yep.
All right, that makes sense for this guy. And then I have 1 6, which
just keep in mind too, you get -3 dice on those powers. So you had 7. So the armor would probably finish you off.
Oh, okay. Explain to me how that works. Do I just, how many dice I have wound up having powers, I just take 3 away?
Yep. So you had 7 to start, 7 mm-hmm. dice to roll through the various powers. And because you are specialty trained, those powers you get -3. So you have 4 to start.
Okay. How many do we have so far? We had
6, but, you know, blah, 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 blah. Okay. What we can do here is this is where we can apply complications and advantage and boosts to the powers. So I would make these gadget based or kind of what do you call it? Based on devices.
So maybe he has something that looks like the Batman, where he's got a device that summons bats.
Yes, in his boot. Because yeah. Stepping on that repeatedly probably wouldn't set it off.
Gotcha. Okay. So I got all right. So we have to take away a certain number of dice. So basically, we'll wind up having summoning and armor. Does that work, or should we just go with just summoning?
Up to you.
Why don't we just keep it simple and we'll just go with summoning.
All right, summoning, and that is a device?
Yeah.
Is there any limit on things it can summon?
I'm thinking if we're probably one specific type of animal. Or
Shih Tzu, you know. Summoner. Be the Shih Tzu Summoner.
Shih Tzu Summoner.
You can team up with the Corgi Avenger.
I mean, by themselves, they're not frightening, but you get a mass of them. You get a swarm of Shih Tzus. That's something to behold.
Oh my god.
Yeah, they can skeletize a cow in like 60 seconds flat.
Isn't that the
fish? Of Shih Tzu.
Are we going to have to like censor out the first part of that in the comic books, you know?
Is it going to be Ginsu?
Or was Shih Tzu that Ginsu?
Is it going to be Ginsu Shih Tzu?
That is that like in that what was it, Kung Fu Fury movie where the guy had like woodchucks and they were actually nunchaku made of like little small furry animals?
I've never seen that movie.
Oh, it's brilliantly awful. Like
oh wait, was that the one where the guy that he time travels and he meets the Viking people? And
no, like, that's another one. Yeah, that one's terrible too. All right, so we got before we go too deep down the rabbit hole of animal weaponry.
PETA is starting to notice.
All right, we have the size control and we have the armor. Are you like Minnow the Brick, where you can only get bigger, or can you get bigger and smaller?
I thought we weren't going to have size control. We were just going to have the summoning and the armor.
Oh, I got you. I see what you're saying now. Cool. And seeing as you – did you make the summon a device?
Yeah, why don't we just have some kind of amulet or utility belt that he can trigger to summon a certain kind of animal, whether that's Shih Tzus or all lap dogs or whatever it might be.
Would you like to use that extra die or your competency die to increase your armor or purchase any other powers?
Let's increase the armor, because if his main defense is lap dogs, he might need some extra armor.
And all I keep hearing in my head is Shih Tzu Ginsu. Any other powers that you'd like to pick up, like a utility belt or anything like that?
Utility belts of power?
Yes, you can do it several different ways. You can either do it as super science, which would allow you to be like a gadgeteer, or you could use the wizardry power and just cap that off and say that it's device based and everything has to fit on a utility belt.
So we're kind of putting a summoning sort of under the umbrella of wizardry at that point?
Well, no, that would be like a unique item, like an amulet or whatever, because that's its own power. Or it could be like something, you know, your amazing Shih Tzu summoning amulet could be something you stuff in your belt, but the either gadgetry power or the wizardry power would be separate and allow you to... and allow you to whip up gadgets on the fly. So
stop. So don't stuff the Shih Tzu down your pants is what I'm getting.
I am with you on that. I understand the reasoning there. So I don't see gadgetry on the handy dandy power generation.
If you go to, let's see, if you go to wizardry on page 71, that is one way to do it.
Okay, so it's just a reskinning of wizardry, basically.
Yes, and then you have the power specific complication of must fit on utility belt.
Okay, cool.
Or you could do it as super science, and you basically it's pretty much the same thing. You're getting a gadget pool that you can create super gadgets with and use them on the fly.
Let's just go with wizardry. We're already talking about it. Let's just keep it simple and go in that that vein.
All right. So, and you want to spend your competency dice on that?
Yes, please.
Excellent. So wizardry. Okay. All right. So we got summon, you got armor, and you got a utility belt. All right. Now go to back to the back to 145 to the what do you call it? Back to the
random character generator.
Random character. I don't know why all of a sudden English just failed.
So we rolled up. We rolled up aptitudes. I had animal handling and what academia did we say?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So we just rolled up powers. Putting it all together, page 148.
Yep. So now we need advantages and disadvantages. So you got two dice on the table below, one for the column and one for the row.
Okay. So this is boosts and complications?
Nope. This would be advantages, disadvantages. We already handled the boosts and complications.
All right, cool. Let me roll 2d6 and see what we get. Suspense is all right. Got a 4 and a 1, so that's gonna be
dumb luck.
Dumb luck. This guy is just coming into a comedy character the deeper we go here. All right, so dumb luck is his advantage, and then we roll for disadvantages. So,
same thing, 2 dice,
6 and 5. So, that water breathing. Sorry, I'm looking at the wrong table. Forgive me.
That would be rage.
Rage. I guess that Shih Tzu's getting
angry. He might be tiny but mighty.
This guy almost fits with Chihuahuas better than Shih Tzus. Because Shih Tzus, they don't really get angry, do they? They're pretty mellow dogs.
Oh my god.
Are you going to have an army of 20 mile an hour alarm clocks with you?
Hold on. Then if we're going to go with Chihuahuas, I've got it. Cheech and Chihuahua.
Oh, my God.
But I liked Shih Tzu Ginsu.
All right, let's just go with that. We can just say in this world, Shih Tzus have a dark side. They're grim and gritty Shih Tzus. They're Frank Miller Shih Tzus.
Oh, my God. Do they brood on top of buildings?
I saw a last night. I saw somebody came up with a generator. It's 4 columns, a d20 for each column, and it's basically, you know, if you rolled ones, you'd be a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, and so. But they gave all sorts of different versions of that, and that's just what I'm thinking of with this character now.
Everything will be Shih Tzu based. Do you have the actual Ginsus that go along with this?
If we're gonna use that name, we really, really should have Ginsus, right? maybe dual wielding Ginsus.
There you go. Comes right off the utility belt. And basically, that's the construction of the power right there. I mean, a construction of the character right there. So we had. Yeah, go ahead, Alice, please.
I actually have a question. Yes. I wasn't following it in the book, but my memory of it was that there is an origin role that he didn't do.
You know, he did it. It was specialty training.
Okay. Okay.
Yep, that's why everything was gadget based, and you know, he has the flock of dogs.
Yeah, I guess we should probably put some narrative thought into how that actually all comes together in a character.
Yeah,
background.
Absolutely. So where is that coming? Where do you see that coming from your head?
If he's gadgetry based, he was probably, let's say, a grad student or something, maybe working in a lab that was working on animal control, and had some kind of. You know, one of those cliche critical moments that lead to superhero origin stories. Maybe he lost somebody. Maybe he had a crisis of conscience and realized he shouldn't be testing dogs. And so he in a fit of pique, or one late night, he let all the animals out of his testing facility. And now he uses the mind control device he's got on his, let's say, utility belt to control this swarm of Shih Tzus that he grew to love and cares for, keeps at his house. And they patrol the streets, keeping the suburbs safe, and particularly on the lookout for any super scientists who might be taking care of, you know, that's probably his thing, is super science, you know, seeing how it's gone wrong working the animal testing facility. So maybe that's his special crusade. Nefarious super scientists of the world, beware, because the Shih Tzu Ginsu
is here.
Lurking in every shadow.
Oh my god.
You won't know he's there till you hear a soft panting noise behind you.
Let's not make this creepy, Mike.
I think it's too late for that, Brandon.
Too late.
All right, and we can call that one good. And I probably should get back to work, but this was a good time. Thanks, guys. I really enjoyed this.
Absolutely. And if you want, for the next episode, we could sit down with the crew again, and we have a second character that they can put together on their own. But once they do that, they're going to have a bunch of points that they can have, and we can actually put together a base.
Yeah, that would be a good follow up, and we could maybe we could make, you know, Friday or afternoons kind of the regular time we do this. That could be fun.
Yep, and then what do you call it? We just got to make sure that this base has a kennel.
Yes.
Big kennel, yeah.
Right. Also, I'd love to see vehicle creation.
That would be fun, yeah. You know, if you wanted, Walt, we could convert over some of those characters from Justice Wheels from back in the day to Supers.
I already did it with the cowl when Alpha was running.
At least we got the art. That's always fun. All right, cool. That sounds good. And since we're mentioning Aldo, please do a search on Superverse Kickstarter. Check that out. And Alice, you want to plug the Discord server one more time?
Sure. Supers Red now has its own Discord server. You can find the link on the Supers Facebook group or the Supers forums. So please come join us. There's lots of talking, and we're trying to get games going and such.
Nice.
All right, cool. Sounds good. Walt, do you have any closing thoughts, or should go ahead and wrap up?
Just the only thing I would really like to say is that you know, a lot of the genesis of this came from you, and the Discord, of course, came from Alice and Brandon's passion for this. And yeah, we have a great community of gamers that plays this game, and beside the other benefits of creativity and stuff like that, but getting to meet people and play with like-minded individuals and just have a good time talking about punching bad guys in the face. Just it's really been great, and I really appreciate the community. So thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Cool, cool. And with that, I think we'll go ahead and wrap up. Alice, Brandon, anything else you guys wanted to say before we wrapped it up?
Hey, just thanks for having me. It was a lot of fun. I've been working on a concept I've had rolling around in my head for a long time, and just seeing how he might come out in Supers.
Nice. Would you care to send that to me when it's done, and we'll post it up?
Sure, I can do that.
Absolutely.
And thanks for having me. I'm always open to doing more of these, and need to start running some games for you guys.
Yes! I still want to play my own game.
I invited you to come run with us when we were starting an online superhero, and I never heard back from you.
It's my fault. My life exploded at one point.
I realized that at the time.
Absolutely. Mike, I think we're good.
All right, sounds good. And to our listeners, thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time on the Banff Podcast. Okay, we stopped streaming.